From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama and his Republican challenger, former Governor Mitt Romney, are getting ready for their next debate. The town hall-style showdown in New York takes place tomorrow night at Hofstra University on Long Island. NPR's Craig Windham notes the focus on the eve of the event is intense, with both candidates locked in a tight race.
The president is doing his debate prep in Williamsburg, Virginia. Romney is practicing near his home in Massachusetts. Jen Psaki, a spokeswoman for the Obama campaign, says Mr. Obama is energized and plans to be firm but respectful in setting the record straight. The president is expected to be more aggressive in this debate than he was in the first. Psaki says Mr. Obama acknowledges that Mitt Romney had a better night in that showdown. GOP Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, who is playing the president in Romney's debate practices, predicts Mr. Obama will come out swinging. Romney's advisors say the GOP nominee will keep moderating his message to help broaden his appeal to the small percentage of voters who remain undecided. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
With just 3 weeks to go before the presidential election, the campaigns are working voter bases in the nine most competitive states, including Ohio, where First Lady Michelle Obama stumped on behalf of her husband, and Pennsylvania, where Ann Romney sought to sway the women's vote. Both address the U.S. economy, the top issue for voters this election year. Well, speaking of, people are spending, or so says the Commerce Department, which today reported a more than 1% jump in retail sales in September. That comes on top of a similar gain the month before, suggesting consumer confidence is on the rise. NPR's Elsa Chang reports Americans bought more of almost everything last month.
Electronic sales climbed 4.5%, thanks in large part to Apple's release of the iPhone 5. Furniture sales also went up, as well as clothing. But economists point out these clothing sales were not happening as much at large department stores. Instead, Diane Swank of Mesro Financial says, people are increasingly heading to discounters.
The sort of middle market, like the Sears, JCPenney's of the world, are not doing as well, trying to compete with the cheaper offerings you have at discounters like Walmart and Target and Myers, those kinds of retailers.
Spending has been dampened by the high unemployment rate, which dropped to 7.8% last month after people took on more part-time jobs. Elsa Chang, NPR News.
Five Guantanamo prisoners charged in the 9/11 terrorist attacks have returned to their pre-trial hearing that is expected to last through Friday, although a military judge has ruled that the defendants do not have to attend the remainder of this week's proceedings. The families of the 9/11 victims were allowed to watch the hearing from military installations in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Maryland. Before the close on Wall Street, Dow was up 95 points at 13,424. This is NPR News. Struggling mobile phone carrier Sprint is getting a major cash infusion. NPR's Joel Rose reports a Japanese firm plans to buy a majority stake in Sprint for about $20 billion.
The deal could give Sprint the cash it needs to compete with its much larger U.S. rivals Verizon and AT&T. Sprint CEO Dan Hesse announced the transaction on a conference call from Japan.
For the first time in many years, Sprint will have the strength and flexibility to play a key role in the evolution of the industry.
The buyer, SoftBank, made a similar move when it acquired Vodafone Japan in 2006 and revived that country's third-largest phone carrier by stealing customers from its bigger competitors. SoftBank is betting it can repeat that success with Sprint, but the markets don't seem so sure. SoftBank's stock has lost billions of dollars in value since rumors of the deal first emerged. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Two Americans are this year's winners of the Nobel Prize for Economics. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences is recognizing Lloyd Shapley and Alvin Roth for their research into how to design stable markets. The award, as Roth explains, focused on matching various agents in a market in which prices are not the deciding factor.
You can't be an economist without noticing all the interesting things that we don't understand about the way economy works. So, you know, this is a prize for matching, and many of the most important things we do in our lives, from getting into university to getting married to getting jobs, are matching. So I think it's a very natural thing to be interested in, and I'm privileged to have been able to study it.
The scholars will share a $1.2 million prize. This is NPR News.